This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
When I was in year 12, when I was 18, we have an annual formal. Well, actually, it's not an annual formal. It's the only formal we get out of the 6 years in high school. And I remember our year 12 coordinator at the time saying to me, you know what, guys, girls, if you're going to bring a partner in, it's got to be a male partner. You can't come with another girl.
So obviously, you walk in with an envelope?
Absolutely. It's like, hey, check this out. Fresh from airmail. You know, no. What happened was, I think it was her way of saying, don't bring, you know, your lesbian lover, and probably directed at me and the three other
lesbians. Oh, so you went to an all-girls school?
Absolutely.
So there was a lot of,
Well, none of that was happening on my end. I think I missed out on some from, but she said that. But I'm so glad to see that 10 years later or 11 years later, I'm revealing my age, I feel so old, that there is some progression on that and we can actually have a same-sex formal, which is fantastic.
We do. There is minus 18 who shares the building here with us at City Village in Bourke Street. And every year for, I think, a couple of years now, they've put on a same-sex formal. And to tell us more about this, we're bringing back in Tim and Matt from earlier on today. Guys, thanks again for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having us.
For a boy who's doing BCEG, you're very busy, aren't you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Starving yourself, going to formals. Are you starving yourself for the formal?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it kind of goes hand in hand, eh?
That's right.
So, Tim, tell us about the same-sex formal. When is it? What is it about? And who can go?
So the same-sex formal began in 2010 as a response to so many schools across the state not allowing students to bring their same-sex partner to their school formal. So Minus 18 decided that we would try to provide that formal setting for queer young people so that they could really enjoy themselves and have, you know, the night of their life. This year, the formal is taking place on the 5th of April, so it's just over a month away. And this year, we're actually changing venues because we're expecting a few more people than we have in previous years. So we're moving to the St Kilda Town Hall.
Wow.
Which is going to be gorgeous. And yeah, we're expecting over 500 young people this year, so very exciting.
That's awesome. Mm. And you on, like, the organising committee or the decorating committee? You'd be on the decorating committee, wouldn't you?
I wish I was. well, we actually had a walkthrough through the venue the other day and I insisted on fairy lights. Naturally. In terms of how I'm involved, I am part of the organizing committee, but I'm also on the Minus 18 board, so I'm giving a bit of advisory help as well.
Awesome. And Matt, you're a VCE student this year.
Yes,
are you attending the same-sex formal?
Well, I volunteered with Minus 18, so I'll be a crew member there and hopefully maybe one of the MCs for the night. Don't know yet.
Wow.
So that'll be exciting.
I'm like in awe of you. You're like my schoolboy crush. I probably am going to get like told off by some Facebook or some media sites here for saying that on air about a minor.
I'm sure Congresswoman Jo would have something to say about that.
But I was going to say, the funny thing is you were saying that, you know, you're doing BC, you're doing all these things. What inspires you to do all this stuff?
You know, I really don't. It just makes me really happy just to be involved and connect with other like-minded people as well. I think just that's just my driving force, just the people that I meet and the things that I see and experience.
And who can get involved in things like this? I mean, can Ginny and I just rock up on the night and bust a move on the dance floor?
Do you reckon we'd pass as minus 18? Answer that very, very safely, boys.
You don't look a day over 18.
Oh, I'm sick. Can we keep them both?
Well, if you both want, you can actually donate tickets to this year's formal. So for the first time ever, donations in terms towards the formal are now tax deductible. So if you head to the Minus 18 website, you can sponsor some tickets and you'll provide tickets to disadvantaged young people who probably weren't otherwise able to afford a ticket. This year we've already raised $1,000 and the donation service actually just went live yesterday, so it's pretty incredible.
Wow, in one day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I mean, last year we had 130 tickets donated and some of those were actually donated by Joy 94.9, so thank you guys.
We do have a younger crowd that are listening saying, hey, I want to go to this formal. How can they? Where can they go?
Yep, so just head straight to the Minus 18 website at minus18.org.au. We've got all the information there, including where you can buy tickets, where you can donate and stuff like that.
Cool. We'll have to jump on that, Jim.
Absolutely, we do.
And of course, we'll put all the details on our website, on our Facebook, on our Twitter, on our YouTube, on Instagram, and every other place that you can find Ginny.
All
and Adam.
The social medias.
And all social medias. And all selected patches. I think we're accepted in more places than credit cards these days.
We are. I'm not accepted on Facebook. I can't add people. just putting it out there. I think, especially after that comment about Matthew, I don't think I'll be able to click. Predator online.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.